In the current daf, Masechtas Baba Basra, daf Yud Beis, you get them a basic. In Tesmat, the beginning of the Gemara, Kol Amarin, like, whoever they do bad to, Lebim Heir Matibim, like, it's not so quick that they do good to him. Now, Tesmat points out, Bishul Merubah, the end of the Pagim Merubah, will come with a Payim Beis. The Kamer of Acha Gufa, Rav Acha himself, says over there, different words. It says, La'il Meir Matibim, like, that they never do good for him. So, Ika, Lamem, you could say, yeah, the Metchila Amar, first he said, like, our Gemara's version is, Lebim Heir Matibim, it's not so quick they do good for him. Show you Mitzapah, because he was anticipating Shevet Tzibur Ligdol, so they're going to take it back to his position of greatness. But Ukshara, when they subsequently saw Shlev Zeru, that they weren't taking him back, Shuvam, and then he said, Lo, I limit him, like, no, and they never do good for him. Next testament to begin the Gemara, Chaylik, Bachel, Bachelik, Pashat, both the portion that he gets as being the firstborn and as being a son, Yavin, Lechad Mitzvah, they give him on one border. Kenafkum Yishnech, like the Gemara learns out later on, the Kuv Chavdal, and Aleph, and that's what it says in the Pasik, Pishnayim, a double portion, which Makash, Chaylik, Bachel, Lechelik, Pashat, that we compare the portion of his firstborn and the portion of being a son, which therefore they go together, and therefore they should also be near each other. Which is the Gars Pasahachi, that those who have the Girsa after this, Ami Achvasa, that the sisters will say. Im Kain, Beinashi, so when it says, Nashi, Hain Lechama, it means, as sometimes it's translated, from he was inheriting from his father-in-law. And because Lahay Lechama Banam, Kim Banas, his father-in-law didn't have any sons, only daughters, and it was the sister-in-law, the sisters, who were going to fight about it. But the istigar is Ami Achi, that the brothers are going to say. If that's the case, Beinashia Hainu Av means his father, which again, it can mean either one, and depending on the subsequent gears, it would depend how you're translating it. Ayin Tayyus Shabbos Chob Gimon Bez, it must hold the Beinashia. Next test must begin with the mother of Kogan Zedlik, for example, this Kogan Lemid this time. We force to go against the attributes of the people of Zedai. It says Timlu, it's a wonder to the people, because Rabbi, according to Rabbi, then why do we need a pasuk by the firstborn Yavin Le'achad Betzah that we give it to him by one bound by one border? What I mean, of course, it's made the Sedaim, so we don't need a pasuk for that. Remember, the Rishon says no. Or the Gersa Shleinus not Kasev Koyach. The pasuk is not giving him Koyach Hakasev. The pasuk is not giving him power. Elke Beis Achiv, only like two brothers, saying that like. He's getting his brother's portion. Now, let's say two of the brothers wanted to partner together. We wouldn't be able to force this third brother to give them their portions together. So yeah, even if he's getting two portions of like two brothers, because the pasuk is saying it's like another one of the portions of the brothers that he gets, so that doesn't make it that it has to be together in one spot. As if two brothers wanted to join together, we wouldn't. But remember the Bechor, by Bechor, Matana Karyachman, the Torah calls it a gift. The Gemara says over there, in Perikish Nechlin, the Chsilik says, in the Pasuk, lost his Lebishnav, they give him a double portion. That's the case, you can't force the one who's giving to have to give it on the same place. When it's a gift, you can get it wherever you get it. Well, Abayanami, according to Baya also, he loved the Karyachman, the Bechor, if the Torah would not have called the Yavam Bukhar, Havmina, I would have thought to say, Yaakov Hashem Achiv, that he takes the place of his brother, Ki Iluhu, Achiv Kim, as if him and his brother are around. Which, again, two brothers want to have it together, a partnership, that's very nice. That wouldn't make it deserving, and therefore we wouldn't say on our own, Kleifin Amid the Sedaim, and therefore that's why we need to have a special pasuk with this. But it's Bomafar, she explains, the Adam Rabbah, this that Rabbah says, Kleifin, that we force, yeah, limited Tayyur Kama. It's not coming from a biblical halacha, because the Bedin, based on halacha, they could protest. He could protest. They could pay the Beruches. He cares about which direction it is, even though you want yours together. I also care. I'm a Kamaduch, like the Gemara says in many places, as a condition of Membeis. So therefore, there wouldn't be any kaif in the midst of them. But moreover, how the kaif in the midst of them, just that we say we force against the attribute of the people of them, because then it was a lechazah, well, this guy's benefiting, you're not losing anything. Well, hainu b'shukavar doba chatzachabeh, that's only someone who already was living over there in his friend's courtyard, sheinamal lezachah, where he doesn't pay. But obvious, it's obvious that he could potentially connus Lord of Bevesa that he doesn't enter to live in his house. And Philip Chatzur, even a courtyard, even though it's not usually rented out, and Megavid able to make it, the guy who doesn't usually pay for rent, with Abazan and Abazelai Chatzur. What do you mean? What? This guy's benefiting, not losing anything? No, I could tell you who comes in my house who doesn't, even though I'm not losing anything. hacha the kaifin. It was from rabbinic injunction that they said away that you force. Now you can't ask at all. My itzel kurban b'chol. What do you need a pasuk for? Because of course you would not know it because it's not really a biblical kaifin. I made this time over here in this situation. Next test master to the gemara. That Rabbi disagrees and Rabbi says, no, you can't force the Yerushim to give to the owner of the field near the field that he's inheriting a portion near his field, because inheritors could claim that we want to have this as like the assets of Bamarian. Which Pesach Kohen Rashi explains, we're talking about Besadeh HaBal, a rain-watered field, because Shechem Limit, they could say, now, it does make a difference, because sometimes one place gets better rain than other places, and the Batar Te'aris, and therefore you don't deserve it, even though it's right next to your other field. And the Batar Te'aris train Nagari, and regarding the case of when there's two fields that are each one of them have their own water, yeah, so there you're right. There you can't say that, oh, we wanna charge you. Keep it lahashkes, because anyways you gotta water it, and from the river. One's not more blessed than the other one. So therefore, in that case, Rabbi Yisuf says you know, a different claim that the inheritors could say in that type of situation. This doesn't seem to be correct. Because it's not true, even though that you have to water misbarakas, it could be sometimes one is just better than the other one. Shachas leke b'shadavim, because one gets wind blasted, vachasin leke, one doesn't. What's it have to do with the fact that one, when it's not rainwater and it's irrigation canals, that suddenly that one's not better than the other? So Pesha ben Tam, he says, malini kenes to be marmerian, means, he translates differently what Rav Yisrael means to say, that, we're not giving you the rights we have in this field. If not for a higher price, that they were wealthy, and they didn't sell their properties only for a high price. That's the claim that they're making. And this that you have two properties by two rivers. It's not going on. You know the situation the Gemara was previously told me regarding a person that bought a property near the property of his Yerusha. No, that's Elamilsa Bapinavsha. It's its own teaching. Kalem, in other words, to say Shtei Sadis. There's two fields. Shishukolecha Neger. Each one has a river. Roitzecha Shichalku Kolecha Zeshayim. And each one wants to go ahead and divide each one for two. Shika Chatzis Sadizu VeChatzis Sadizu. That he should take half this field and he should take half this field. Amar Rabba says, Kevin Amidas Sedoyim. We force regarding the midas sedaim, and that no, be it call sadr shalom. Each one should take a whole field. They take a chelik a chad mitzvah that I have to divide each one. No, it should be all together in one boundary. And mechinyas lefarish, and so too you could explain tarta arusa chad nagar. The other case where you have two pieces of land on one river. Where you had the river that was separating between the two fields. If you're going to divide each field into two, you're not going to have each portion on one boundary. Now, Bahani, by these, you cannot say, again, we're going into interpretation of the way Rabbeinu Tam interprets this halacha of Malina Ben Mametzra. That we're not kriven the midas sedoyim, because the atim echad rotzalach like la'esrim. You think that if one brother wants to divide in 20 parts, then mishichalku that we're going to have to divide it like them mishum malinan, and I mean because the claim was that the brother's going to say he wants to divide it, you know, if not then pay me a higher price the way the ben meron used to do. No, you can't say that because it's not possible that the point of the brothers wants to divide it. Into 20 parts that you say you have to do that, and if not, you know, I want to charge more money. So therefore, that's why we won't say that. And more of a society of a lushan malinan nami in misasal pesha kuntra is the terminology of malinan, which generally means up in the price, which is exactly what Rabbeinu Tam says, doesn't really fit so well with Rashi. Rashi doesn't say anything about that. It just says like, oh, you know, we want to have the better land, different places, and Malina doesn't usually mean that. And therefore, it seems to be Rabbeinu Tam explains.